Thanksgiving on Thursday. Chapter 1. What Feast?
"Come on," said Annie.
She stood in the doorway to Jack's bedroom.
"Let's check the woods."
"But it's Thursday," said Jack. "We're going to Grandmother soon."
"I know," said Annie, "but I have a feeling the treehouse might be back. I think Morgan might have sent us a new rhyme."
Jack trusted Annie's feelings.
"Okay, but we'll have to be quick," he said.
He threw his notebook and pencil into his backpack. He followed her downstairs.
"Be back soon," Jack called to their parents.
"Very soon," their dad said.
"Don't forget, it's Thursday," said their mom. "We're leaving for Grandmother's at 9.
"I know," said Jack.
"We'll be back in 10 minutes, said Annie.
They hurried out of their house. They ran across their yard and up their street and into the Frog Creek woods. Jack and Annie ran through light and shadow until they stopped under the tallest oak.
"Yay," said Annie.
"You are right," said Jack.
High in the tree was the magic treehouse. Jack grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Annie was right behind him. They climbed into the treehouse. Sunlight slanted in through the window.
"Good. Our gifts from our last trips are still here," said Annie.
She pointed to the scrolls from Shakespeare's theater and the twig from the gorillas.
"Proof we found the magic of the theater and the magic of animals," said Jack.
"Look," said Annie.
She pointed to a book lying in a dark corner. A piece of paper was sticking out of it. Jack pulled out the paper.
"It's from Morgan," he said.
He read,
"Dear Jack and Annie, good luck on your third journey to find a special magic. This rhyme will guide you. To find a special magic, when work and toil are done, gather all together, turn 3 worlds into 1. Thank you, Morgan." "So who do we gather with?" wondered Jack.
Annie held up the book. The painting on the cover showed a basket of corn on a wooden table. The title said, "A Feast to Remember."
"We gather at a feast," she said.
She pointed to the cover.
"I wish we could go there."
"Hold on," said Jack. "What kind of feast? Where and when?" But the wind had started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still. Absolutely still.